Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning. Welcome. Today's Tanya portion. Page 219, 220. In the Hebrew, about seven lines from the top, four words from the end. The line begins with the word Lashon. Four words from the end is Bekoach Zeh. In the English, the first symbol. A little introduction. We find ourselves at one of the most beautiful points in Tanya. We are in the middle of chapter 42. Beginning with chapter 41 through chapter 50, we have nine chapters which deal with one subject, and that is love of God and fear of God. Ahava and Yira. What it means for a Jew, for a human being, to love God, because most human beings don't love God. You know, I was walking down Kingston Avenue yesterday in Crown Heights, and somebody walks over to me and says, "Rabbi Gordon, it's so good to see you. I watch your class every day. Come, let me buy you some seven-layer cake." I mean, I am so ashamed. So, the human being doesn't love God, let's be honest. He loves seven-layer cake. To love God? I mean, come on. I'd love doubles. Love another dessert. For a person to love God is an accomplishment. A person to fear God? We don't fear God. We fear losses in the stock market. We fear unemployment. We fear getting fired. You know the difference between recession and depression? Recession is when the guy next door to you loses his job. Depression is, God forbid, when you lose your job. It's a big difference. We fear the police. We fear the IRS. To each his own. For a person to fear God, wow, that's an accomplishment. So these nine chapters of Tanya teach us what it means to fear God and what it means to love God. So in chapter 42, we began expounding upon a verse. A verse in Deuteronomy where it says, "And now Israel, what does God your God ask of you? Only to fear God." So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Is fear of God a little thing? Where the verse says, only to fear God. Fear of God is a big thing. We learned, and we will learn, the famous story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is about to die. So his students say to him, "Bless us, Rabbi. Give us a blessing before you die." So he says, "May it be God's will that your fear of God will be like your fear of man." So they said, "That's it." Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that famous word, "Halavai. I wish you would fear God like you fear man." Because people don't do stuff that is going to get them in trouble when they know people are watching. The accomplishment is to convince ourselves that Hashem is watching. And if our fear of God would be like our fear of man, we would be A-okay. Is fear of God such a little thing, asked the Gemara? And the answer is yes. We have show and tell. Give me the show and tell. My grandson brought me show and tell. And my seven layer cake has six layers. Call 911. They can't even let you have the seventh layer. So the answer is that for Moshe, it's a small accomplishment. What does that have to do with us, says the Alter Rebbe? The answer is that we have to attach ourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe becomes our teacher, our guide, and our mentor, and he teaches us how to acquire fear of God. And in every generation, there are the Moshes. There is the Moshe of the generation, the teacher, the Rebbe, the leader, who inspires us to reach that level of fear of God. Let's look inside now. This power, this strength, and this ability, this attribute, the kasher date b'Hashem. So we learned yesterday that this comes through intense meditation. That if a person sets the time aside to meditate about God and about godliness and about creation and about divine providence, you can't acquire a fear of God if you don't spend time on God. You have to allocate the time in your schedule. But if you do, you're able to accomplish it. Why? Because we have it in our DNA. Yesh bechol nefesh mi beis Yisrael, every soul within the house of Israel has that capacity, b'yinikasa, through a suckling, it's like mother's milk, minishmas meishir rabbeinu olav hasholem, connected to the fact that we are all connected to the soul of Moses, our teacher of blessed memory. Moshe Rabbeinu is a shepherd of Israel, and therefore every Jew is connected to Moshe. Moshe is known as Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. So every Jew suckles from the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rak, however, me'achar sheneslap shahanepesh beguv. It sounds so easy. I'm a Jew. I'm connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. I can acquire fear of God. No problem. The answer is no. Big problem. Why? Because that all works until my soul enters my body. But once my soul is invested in my body, which the Zohar describes as a serpent skin, what does my body want? Seven-layer cake. What does my body want? A good time, ego, money, a bigger house, a bigger car, a nicer this. That's what bodies want. How can the soul function within the limitations of the body? You want me to fear God? I don't fear God. I fear other stuff. So the problem is, me'achar sheneslap shanepesh beguf, being that the soul was enclosed in a body, a whole new set of difficulties arise. Tzricha liyigia rabo, we need a tremendous amount of toil. Vatsuma, some powerful energy. Kfulo muchupelas, to double and redouble our efforts. It's hard work to achieve spirituality in a material setting. We are material people living in a material world. I never heard that song in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. Ha'achasi, the first one is l'chaim. Ha'achasi, the first one is yigias basar. Step one is a toil, hard work of the flesh, which means that we have to live a disciplined life. We have to make sure not to overindulge. Levatish es haguf. As we learned earlier, that we have to, like the log that went into the fireplace and doesn't catch on fire, what do? You take it out of the fireplace, we learn, and you break it up. Sometimes you have to break up the body a little bit. When you're in too much pursuit of materialism, is it any question that spirituality doesn't get through? So levatish es haguf, you gotta like chop up the bodily needs, ulachniyeh, to humble the body, shaleyach shechaleir ha-nefesh, that it shouldn't darken the energy of the soul. Commission is boreleil, as we explained earlier, b'shem ha-zohar, it says that the head of the yeshiva in heaven, the rosh yeshiva in heaven, was told what to do, was asked a question, what to do if a body, if a Jew doesn't feel spirituality? The answer is, treat it like a log. Break it up. The body that cannot absorb the light, the nishmas of the soul, mevatchen lo. Better we should do it to ourselves than, God forbid, it should be done to us. V'hainu al yidei yihur tshuva, the best way to break up the body into smaller parts is through meditating and having thoughts of coming closer to Hashem. Me'ei mekalef, from the depth of one's heart, k'meshir kasav shom, as it says there. So in simple terms, step one of how we can acquire and achieve a fear of God is to spend time meditating about the fact that our body and bodily needs have had a free ride for too long, and we should think about that a little bit and see what we can do to reduce our indulgence. That's number one.